your porch lights off because they're coming over the trophy.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Sharkcast Radio, a weekly podcast on all things Cronulla Sharks, brought to you by the legends at Dyson Logistics, coming at you live and loud from the Royal Motor Yacht Club, Port Hacking. We are fueled by LGB supplements and we get our grass cut by Endeavour Property Services. I'm one half of the podcast, Newman, and I'm joined as I am every week down here at the RMYC by my fellow Sharks fanatic, Sydney singer-songwriter and Fox Sports stats man, Sam Shenazzy. How you going, mate?
Hey, Newman. How you doing? Another week, another win for the mighty Sharkies. On a bit of a roll here. We're heading towards the finals and I can't wait to get there.
You can get us at sharkcastpod@gmail.com or Twitter, Facebook or Instagram with the handle @sharkcastpod, and the official records will read that the Sharks rolled a very willing and very capable Canberra Raiders side 28 points to 24, which leaves us in fifth position on the NRL ladder and only a mere 2 points away from the top runners in the Melbourne Storm and St. George Illawarra Dragons, and a mile away from ninth position. We're in a real dogfight for a top four position. We have a 100 points adrift when it comes to the for and against, so we've got to keep winning. But we're in a very good position and a controversial win, Sam. But there was a lot to like, particularly about the first half.
There sure was. I love that first half, Newman. The boys had a pretty good start. There was a sin bin to Jordan Rapana after the fourth minute. We capitalised on that eventually, went out to a 12-0 lead, and then they got another try back on the 22nd minute, and then we went nuts between the... Well, the last sort of 5-10 minutes of the game, we over the first half, we scored two tries and went into the Sheds, I think it was 22-6. Wade Graham on fire, having the best half of his year so far. And really, really dominant half of football, particularly the left side.
And that was lost in the wash, wasn't it? All the talk in the media has been about the poor hard done by Raiders. But Ricky Latelli scored one of the best tries we put together for a long while.
Hands.
Soft hands down the left edge. Wade Graham barge over. Andy Fifita going full mental, full beast mode. None of that's been talked about. It's all been about how hard done by the Raiders are.
You left out a Valentine Holmes try.
Yeah, a great try to Val. And it's irritating me. I've been doing a bit of research on the podcast and very little talk about how we blew them away in the first half and how they were stupid. You know, that sin bin, that was blatant.
Yeah, it sure was.
But it's all about how the Raiders have been dudded by the refs. And yeah, they got some dud calls, no doubt about it. But it was them that put themselves in a position where they've only won 5 of their first 12 games or something like that. And it was them that put them in the position where they were down 22-6 at half time. It was them that put them in a position where, and we don't even, as you said in Sharkcast TV, there's no guarantee that they're going to make the 8, even if they win.
They weren't going to make the 8. I'm going to tell that right now. Let me go through some stats for you, Newman. Tell me who the better team was. Half-time score, Sharks 22-6. Possession at full-time, 57-43. Sharks tackled an opposition 20, 44-20. Completed sets, 26-38, 25-34. Total runs, 177-137. Run meters, 15-81-1326. Offload, 17-8 to the mighty Sharkies. Line breaks, 9-5. Missed tackles, 27-32. Handling errors, well, we beat them in that one. But they want to tell us that they were going to be the better team? Come on, man.
Yeah. But so the less said about that, the better. And there's talk, Ricky's talking about people boycotting the game. And there is issues in and around the refereeing, but you got to own your own performances. And we're starting to do that now, Samuel. I don't think we've quite kicked into gear, but we're coming good at the right end of the season. We've got some players to come in, and there's a lot to like about the way we go about our football overall. There are areas that can be improved. We still don't seem to be able to put together a full 80 minutes, but when we do, look out.
I hope it's soon, and I hope it's in important games coming up, particularly this week against Brisbane. Newman, 8 of the last 9 Sharks matches at Shark Park inside by 10 points or less, including all 6 of their wins, so we know what it's like to win close ones. I did a stat at work today, which I'm just going to reveal right now. Matches decided by single digits this year, the Sharkies have the most.
Yeah, well, easily reflected in our for and against, and it's the way we play. We don't seem to blow teams away, and we don't seem to get blown away ourselves. Now, There's been some hypotheticals running around, people asking whether we'd like to win a few more games by a bit more if it meant we lost by a bit more. I don't mind it.
Newman, first half particularly, I liked the way Chad Townsend ran the ball. He set up a lot of attacking plays, line breaks and tries with his running, which led to line breaks and tries.
Now, I've got to level with our listeners here, Samuel. As you're aware, it was a very cold night at Southern Cross Group Stadium.
Yeah.
There was a bit of wind blowing across the ground, and I'd been there early to watch Jersey flag and commentate it.
Yeah.
Stood in that freezing cold wind. So I decided to retire up to the chairman's lounge and had a little something to eat, and then one beer, and then two beers, and then three beers, and then I didn't leave.
What kind of beers were they serving?
Oh, they had this delicious Four Pines Kolsch on tap, and it was sensational. No Shark Island, unfortunately, but so my recollection of this game, I haven't had a chance to watch the replay, is hazy at best, so I'll leave the analysis to you.
Well, standout performances, Ben Ross mentioned on Shark Eyes TV, Scott Sorensen. His stats aren't that amazing when I look at them, but when I think about his performances and the way he runs the ball, he's a part of this 17 now, which we'll reveal later on in the team list news, and he was fantastic. On the other side, for the first half we spoke about, Wade Graham, clinical, tough, physical, skillful. Val Holmes running onto everything, ran for over 200 metres, and he was, aside from his one dropsy, which he has every game, he was fantastic. Moylan was good, particularly defensively, and an all-round pretty good team effort off the bench. Paulo was great. Woods again.
Our new mate.
Yeah, we met Woodsy, and he's a really lovely chap. Very tall. He's taller than you.
Yeah, not quite.
He's not?
No.
Oh, boy.
But he's a tall chap, and he's a lot thinner than I am. Surprised me. I wasn't a fan, but now I'm a fan. Since meeting him, I have become a fan. I'm
well,
on the Wood
back
train.
Of three good games, too.
Of course, but he just seems sensible, and he seems enthusiastic.
Yeah, he was the last one to leave the player function last night. Here's one for you, Newman. Our man Boogs Bacuya only played the last 15 minutes of the match, was under injury duress prior to that. Are you cool with Flano having the last member of the 17 players on game day being an injured player and coming on for the last 17? He was good when he came on, but it was a bit weird.
Flano seems to be like having a player up his sleeve. You know, remember in 2016 when, you know, we were carrying like Latelli on the bench and sometimes he wasn't even getting on the field, or it was Beal on the bench. He likes doing that. He likes carrying a guy there. So.
Yeah, but this guy was injured.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I didn't have a problem
minutes.
With it.
It depends how injured. I mean, there's levels of injured, isn't there? He managed to get through.
He came on. He was good.
Yeah, well, there you go.
But it was 15 minutes of Bacuya, which is pretty strange.
Well, he might have sat down with him and said, how's the injury? He said, you might get 20 good minutes out of me, or 20, you know, 20 good minutes and five dud ones. And they said, all right, well, I'll put a game plan together, an interchange rotation plan together that gets you 15 to 20 good minutes.
Now, we're going
to
touch on it in the letters section, and hang around for that because we've got a lot of great letters. Newman, the second halves. What can we do to address this?
Well, it was the first halves too. Remember, we all started slow. Starting slow.
How do I put this? How do we play a more complete game?
I think we lost a bit of respect for the Raiders there. I think they did it so easy in the first half. They thought they were just, and it looked like it. At halftime, it looked like it was going to be 50.
Yeah.
And I think they might have believed that a little bit. But, I mean, we've seen late-game fade-outs, and it hasn't stung us completely. But
no, we tend to hang on.
We tend to hang on, but there's, you know, it's now hurt. It might cost us a top-four spot.
Yeah.
The fact that we haven't kicked on and beaten a few teams by 20, you know, we've only scraped home by 2 points. I don't have the answers. I mean, I'm sure I guess it comes down to that. We won, right? And we continue to win. So, you know, are you now getting nitpicky that if you're not happy, if you win, don't win by 26?
I'm not. No, I'm just wondering more about if we start to do what we did last week and lose the game because of those reasons. That's all. I'm a bit concerned about that.
Well, I mean, the Canberra one, I mean,
or vice versa, we can't catch up and score enough points.
There's reasons. I mean, the Canberra one, Canberra down 22-6, their season's on the line, so they're just going to start throwing the ball around. That's very hard to defend against that. So, I mean, the Penrith one, there's reasons. Let's see how we go against Brisbane. I mean, the other teams we're playing against have got good players in them too.
Yeah, they do. Here's some stats that'll make you happy, Newman, and it kind of erases any sort of badness you think about when you think about the Sharks this year. We're ranked equal third for line breaks. Now, that means we're attacking. That's great. We're third most offloads. It's not that surprising given the guys in the team. Defensively, we're ranked third for the fewest tries conceded, fewest line breaks conceded, and fewest missed tackles. So that's, they're doing their job.
Yeah, and if you remember, we were starting all that at a really low base.
Particularly
so
attack.
So it's not like we were starting at 6th or 7th for the first 5 rounds and improved. We were like 15th and 16th. So if we'd had a better start to the season, we'd probably be in first. But we're not. And I think we should very much be aiming for a top 4 finish, and anything beyond that now is a failure. But I'm not too cranky with where the team is, particularly Dugan and Lewis to come back and Graham finding some form after a bit of time out of the team.
I think back to the critics at the start of year, and I'm not someone that really takes a lot from those people, but the Sharkies were not in a lot of people's top 8s.
Well, there's still no talk about us for the premiership, which I can't believe. It's good for us.
From a betting point of view, I did see a thing where the Roosters and the Sharkies came in the biggest on the weekend, just gone.
Yeah, but there's no pundits saying, the Sharks are under the radar, the Sharks are smoke. It's just, there's no talk at all, which is a good thing.
Absolutely.
But I can't believe it, because if you look at the talent, you line our squad up when it's fit and healthy against any other squad. Like, we're playing Brisbane this weekend. You line us up for player against Brisbane, we don't lose in too many positions.
No.
So they just got to get it together. If they start doing it for 80 minutes, we can win the comp.
Even if they don't, we still can do it, but it would do it easier. Now, Newman, last night we had some fun at the club, and our listeners are going to be the benefit of that fun. We've got three interviews coming up. The first one we're going to go with, do you want me to pick it?
You pick it, man.
Let's go with the birthday boy. Let's keep the punters interested. We're going to have a very high-profile business person from the Sharks talking. We're going to interview also a new recruit, but right now we're going to go to the birthday boy. Happy 23rd birthday today, Mr. Valentine Holmes.
So you pick Val first, and we're supposed to be surprised about this?
Happy birthday, Val.
We are here with the mighty Val Holmes. Welcome to the couch and Sharkcast TV.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
All right. Now, there's a lot of rumours and speculation about your future doing the rounds, and I see you around Cronulla. Now, you don't look like you're a particularly unhappy young man to me.
Yeah, no, I do love it here. It's obviously a really nice place. I love the beach and all that, and the cafes, and it's a great club.
So you wouldn't describe yourself as unhappy?
Nah.
And are you just focused on what's happening on the field and not worried about the future? I mean, you're contracted till when? The end of next year?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm just focused on, obviously, hopefully we make finals and top 4 spot and work our way from there. And obviously I've got to keep playing good footy to try and secure my future anyway. That's the main thing I'm focusing on.
Now, you had a little bit of a slow start to the year by your comparisons, but you've really hit your straps playing at fullback. What's been the difference? Is there anything you can put your finger on?
Nah, not really. I think, as a team, we're obviously playing a lot better. We probably didn't start off the way we wanted. There's a few injuries at the start, and obviously new players coming into new positions, and obviously we probably didn't start off the way we wanted to, but as the year went on, it's obviously gelled a bit better, and I think we're all playing a lot better now.
Now, you've been quite, I wouldn't say vocal, but you're honest and you say that you want to play fullback and you prefer playing fullback. What is it about the position that attracts you so much, that you like so much?
It's just where I've always played as a kid. I've played most of my best footy there, and I think that's what got me here, by playing fullback. I've never played wing before coming here, so I just thought, that's every player I've idolised was a fullback or a half, and it is a playmaker and a sort of guy that's always around the ball, and that's where I want to be.
Now, being at a club with 7 to 8 fullbacks on the books, you've played with plenty. Who's the best one you've played with?
Probably can't go past Billy Slater with Rep 40. He's done some amazing stuff. Obviously in the game and alongside him, I've played with him. He's given me a few tries, whether it be Origin or Australia. And obviously everyone knows why he's the best fullback. Benny Barber in 2016 was outstanding, and when he had his Dally M year that year, he was outstanding then too. And I think I've played with quite a few good fullbacks: Darius Boyd, Dugs. Obviously here and Rep Footy as well, and Yeah, I think, you know, everyone's sort of a fullback if you're an outside back, I feel like.
You don't have, you know, standing out the back there, it's good. You get to wind up and you like that long-range try setup, which we all like watching. Now, let's change the pace a little bit. You're an owner of the greatest kind of dog there is, the Black Pug. What's his name? Is it a boy or a girl?
Boy, his name's Leo.
Leo. And tell us about owning a Black Pug, because I had one for 10 years, and they're a funny sort of dog, aren't they?
Yeah, no, they're obviously very affectionate type of dog. I think all types of pugs and French bulldogs are sort of like that. You know, they're not the fittest dogs. They don't like going on long walks or big runs. So, but, you know, once I'm sitting on the couch watching TV or playing the game, he's usually right next to me on my lap or sleeping right next to me. He loves to sleep a lot and doesn't really get out much.
How would you describe the smell?
I actually don't mind his smell. I like dog smells, as weird as it sounds, but because I love...
You heard it here. I like dog smells.
Yeah. No, it's a... I don't know. It's not a bad smell, obviously. Otherwise, I'd probably wash them every day, but, you know... Yeah.
Well, like, believe it or not, the more you wash them, the worse they smell.
Yeah, they do. The more wet they get, I've noticed that.
All right, now we've got a difficult road ahead, a couple of tough games, road trip to Brisbane, road trip to Melbourne. How do you feel the team's placed sort of about three quarters of the way through the season?
Yeah, I think where we're sitting right now is sort of where we wanted to be. I think we're sitting fifth but equal fourth. So, you know, obviously we've got to win more games than lose in the next 5 to 6 weeks so that we can stay, try and secure a spot in the top four and give ourselves every best chance, you know, to make that last game at the end of the year. Yeah, we do actually. In the first, the next three games, they're a bit hard on. I think Bronx, Roosters, Melbourne. And then we've finished off with a few good ones too. So, you know, hopefully we can knock these first three out and, you know, try to lead into the finals real.
Well, we don't have Roosters, so you can relax about that.
Oh, we don't?
Manly.
I don't even know. Yeah, Manly. They're going good too, you know. But.
Yeah, they went real good against Penrith. They got pumped.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for joining us, Val. It's always a pleasure. You've been a great friend to Sharkcast TV. So if we could just honestly say, don't go. Thanks, Ben.
No worries.
Hey, Newman, I bought some Sharks memorabilia off a dude in Queensland. I need to get it here as soon as possible, but the seller doesn't do shipping. I need it in a hurry. What am I going to do, buddy?
Mate, get straight on the phone to Dyson Logistics.
What's the deal with those guys?
Dyson Logistics can move anything from a small package to a 40-foot container, road, rail, sea freight, air freight, local, regional, international, and they will do it cheaper and quicker than those big corporate freight companies and with better service too because they have that personal family business touch.
Give me their number right now.
Hit them up on 0467 233 153. That's 0467 233 153. Or log on to the website, DysonLogistics.com.
A little birdie tells me they're also very big, passionate, long-time Cronulla Sharks fans as well. What a bonus. DysonLogistics.com. They go above and beyond. That's the Dyson difference.
The RMYC Port Hacking is a true hidden gem of the Sutherland Shire with million-dollar views for the price of a beer. A world-class venue located on the western side of Port Hacking, it has glorious views over the boat moorings up to Bundina.
Open to members and their guests, you can grab a drink in one of the two bars, sit on the deck or on the lawn with the kids while they run around and watch the boats come and go. Yachty's Bistro is open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner and serves fresh, modern Australian dishes, local seafood, steaks, my personal favourite, Newman, burgers that are high on flavour and low on price. There's a full TAB facility on Saturdays, and of course the Mighty Sharky games are on live and loud on all the big screens. Don't forget about Friday fishing, it's a hit with the kids.
And if you mention Sharkcast Radio, you get a free garlic bread. Get down to the RMYC Port Hacking, 228 Woolaware Road, Woolaware, or find them online, rmycph.com.au, or on Facebook as RMYC. The Royal Motor Yacht Club Port Hacking, home of Sharkcast Radio.
Well, this is going to be the last play, really, hasn't it? Shot clock says 5 seconds. Holmes from the sideline. It's a mighty strike. My goodness me. It's the best I've ever seen. He reads the roof. Valentine Holmes tries a down corner here in New Zealand. Has nailed it from the sideline. We're off to golden try extra time. I have witnessed a miracle. Hallelujah, Valentine Holmes.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the show. And Val, very coy about his future. Samuel, I'd be negative about those last comments there if I were you. I didn't get a sense of any confidence that he's made a decision that would make us happy.
I disagree. I saw the video that went along with that, and he looked all right. As you said, he's a happy young man. Maybe he's happy because of his future. I don't know. All we know is wishing him a happy birthday.
Yes. All right. And now it's kind of the time of the show where we see what news is washed in across Botany Bay towards the mangrovey shores of the SCG. Yes. The news, a bit of lower grades action. I called the Jersey Flegg round 19 clash against the Parramatta Eels, and the Sharkies got up by one try. They were behind, and they I think it was 30-26.
32-26. Jaden Millard, tell me about it.
Well, it was a fantastic finish to the game. Big Monty Raper, how's that for a Shark's name, bust through the line, a little bit of inside outside, and then Millard was looming up on the inside. It was a tough game. Parramatta got some big bodies, but what was crazy at the end was there was a player sent off in the last 10 seconds for kicking.
Stefano,
yeah.
Sounds like a guy from Days of Our Lives.
He does. He has got wraps on him, this kid from Parramatta. He's about 130 kilos and 6'5".
Wow.
And
still growing?
18 years old. Ooh. And he couldn't hack that they got beat and kicked one of the Sharks players in the head.
In the head.
It was Isaac Longmuir. Remember we said g'day to him?
Yeah, I know Isaac, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was Isaac Longmuir who got kicked in the head.
Is he all right?
He's all right.
Yeah.
It wasn't a full-blown, but it was a kick.
Well, sounds like a charming young man.
Yeah, so he got sent off.
He'll fit right into the NRL.
Yeah, and so that was an interesting game. And
now,
the boys,
tell us who Monty Raper is, because all these people dying for, you know, Sharks history to come through and play again.
No, exactly. He is...
Well, he's related to...
Well, I don't... He's somehow related to both Monty Porter, the Sharks' first captain, and the Raper family.
Okay. And he's a forward.
He's a monster. And he looks like he's straight off a farm, and
he can play.
He can play. And then what happened with the Jets, Samuel?
The Newtown Shark Jets got a victory, a close one against Wentworthville Magpies, 22-18 at Ringrose last Sunday. They will take on the leaders, Penrith, this week at Henson Park, the Beer, Footy and Food Festival.
Yeah, so if you don't know about that, if you're going to go to Henson Park for one day this week, one day this year, make it this one. Saturday afternoon versus Penrith. They have food trucks. All the breweries are down there. The boys from Shark Island Brewing Company have got a tent.
Gates open at 12. Kids under 16 free.
Get in there, and it's a great day. Just rewind the clock. It's like being in a living time machine. However, with great food and beer, and footy the way it should be played.
The Jets are in third place. I think I said that, as are the Flegg team.
Yep. So all teams are in the top five, which is a sign of a healthy club.
Now, we had some good news, Newman.
Yes.
Sione Katoa has signed up till the end of 2020. That broke after we did our podcast last week.
Yep.
Very exciting.
Well done.
There's no word on Seguiara. I heard that he was very close to going to Parramatta. I've also heard the Sharkies might have counted that, so we'll see where that goes.
Anthony Don in the rumours.
Now, Anthony Don, yeah, that's interesting.
He's a flanno signing, mate.
I actually don't mind him as a player.
Hard to judge because he's played in the Battler team for so long.
I said on Twitter today, he reminds me of one of our favourite former Sharks with a touch more speed, and that would be Luke Cavell. Reliable, knows his job. Maybe
can
a touch
finish.
Quicker. Yeah, no, I think he's a solid player. Whether we get him or not, we'll see what happens. There is one bit of news we've left till the end.
What's that?
I might leave it to you.
Yes, I'm a very, very sad boy.
You've got your black hoodie on.
I do.
You're emotional.
For those who follow the Sharks and are no longer living under a rock, Luke Lewis has announced his retirement from the NRL at the end of the year, and I was legitimately sad to hear it. I gave the great man a cuddle last night at the members' function. He still looks like fit enough that he could play 10 more seasons, but obviously his body's packed it in. He's done everything in the game, Sam. He won a Clive Churchill medal for us. He won two grand finals. He's played for his country, played for his state. He's captained the Sharks. He captained Penrith. There's nothing he hasn't done. He's a true professional, and he's a clean skin too. You know,
He's
a knockabout bloke, but he's never been accused of grubbery or thuggery.
No, he's a good family man. If anything.
And one of the true gents of the game. And And honestly, I say this honestly, my enjoyment and interest in rugby league will diminish as a result of him not playing because I enjoyed watching him play so much.
I understand where you're going there. We're very thankful for his time. He came to us in 2013, which actually turned out to be a pretty good year for us.
And I posted this on League Unlimited.
Did you?
It took me back.
Haven't caught up yet.
One of my enduring images of my childhood was watching the 1986 grand final between Parramatta and Canterbury.
Right.
And at the end when Parramatta won and seeing Mick Cronin and Ray Price on their last game do a lap together. And I'm thinking, now Louis's retired. Is Gal going to retire? And is this going to be our fairy tale?
There's a good chance that all of that might happen. We're going to talk about Mr. Gal in the letters section. Someone's raised something very interesting. But that would be awesome if that happened. That would be fantastic.
It could be the extra little kick of motivation that they need to send these guys out as a winner.
I think it really is. I'm not sure where Gal's leading, but even as far as Louis goes, they love him like a brother. He's done so much in his 4 or 5 years here. And I think he did it at the right time of the year. He waited till Origin was done. He broke it on NRL 360 and...
Well, he wanted to keep playing, but he's with the injuries.
He would play till he's 80 if he could. I think you'll see he will stick around at the club as well as taking on a few more media responsibilities. Wade Graham has been named to play as well as Luke Lewis. Joshie Duggan, we're hearing, is at least 2 weeks away. Well, so that's some injury updates
now,
for you.
Now, back on the news, I sat down with Barry Russell. He'll give us a nice update on what's happening with the sale.
Mr. Barry Russell. Old Chip and Jace.
Sharkcast TV on the road. Well, we've come down in the lift into the Aqua Lounge for the 5 year and above member function. I'm here with Club CEO Baz Russell. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, now there's a couple of news items lighting up the papers last week, and we'll cut right to the chase. Are the Sharks for sale?
Definitely not.
And
not for sale.
No. Thanks for your time.
Yes, thank you. It's been wonderful.
So, can you give us a little bit of backstory around the meeting that was reported on?
Yeah, look, it was a meeting that I was invited to meet potential gentleman that had some commercial opportunities for us to look at in regards to sponsorship, and it got blown out of all proportion.
That's par for the course, and I mean, if somebody who's quite moneyed up gives you the opportunity to have a meeting, you don't say no, do you?
Mate, I'll talk to anyone at any time if it's going to benefit our club.
And so you've been in the role now for 5 months. How do you think you're tracking along? Give yourself a pass mark so far?
Look, A for effort. I'm having a good crack, and I won't die wondering, that's for sure.
Okay, so the club is in one of the better positions it's been in its history. We've had some well-publicised, tenuous times. Are you putting together a strategic plan and a strategic footprint moving forward 3, 5, and 10 years? Is there anything that you can share with us here on Sharkcast TV?
Yes, absolutely. One of the first things I did, we started work on a 5-year strategic plan, and that the team had already started work on that, and we've just progressed that, and that's in play at the moment. So that's an exciting piece, which will be completed in the next couple of months.
All right. One thing I want to talk to you about, an issue close to my heart, is the stadium deal. It's well publicised that the state government has spent literally billions of dollars on new stadiums, and the word around the campfire is that there's going to be pressure on clubs to utilise those facilities and therefore move games away from their heartlands. So where does that leave the Sharks? Have you heard any noise, and is there a plan to combat that?
Look, we won't be taking any games away from Shark Park. This is our home, and this is where our fans want us to play, and there's no better venue that our players love to play at is a full stadium at Shark Park. So, that's fine if they can build their wonderful stadiums, and we'll play our finals footy there, but that's it.
All right, that's the noise. All the noises we like to hear. Now, can we get a quick update on the development? We were all expecting a shopping centre to be out there in the car park. Can you update us on what is happening there?
Yeah, look, it has been obviously delayed some years now. There's still discussions going on with various joint venture parties, and that's ongoing. I would think in the next couple of months something will be finalised, but I can't see any development construction work starting until the end of next season.
The end of next season. Wow. All right. Now let's rewind. You played for the club. You've been involved in the club pretty much since all of your life as a player. Now as administrator. For a long time there as a supporter. What's your best moment? in the history of your involvement with the club? What's the standout moment for you?
Oh, look, you know, probably my first ever first grade game was a big moment.
Okay, take us back. Where was it? Who was it against?
It was against Penrith down here, against Greg Alexander, and won the game ball that day. That was my debut game, and I think I'll always remember, you know, playing in front of this crowd here. Very special.
Now, everyone's dying to know, was there a chip and chase involved?
I used to love a good chip and chase. Bring back the chip and chase and bring back the old run around.
You don't see enough run arounds anymore, do you?
No.
But as an old half, you see the fullback. He's way back. Are you ever thinking, just put a little chip over, mate, bend the ball back and away you go?
Mate, it kills me. Just drop it on the foot. I used to love that. Just put it on the foot, run through and regather. But, you know, bring back some of the old plays, I reckon.
Great stuff. And what do you think? No one's talking about us in regards to winning the comp, but we seem pretty well placed. What are you predicting is going to happen for the rest of the year?
Well, look, I don't think we've seen our team play their best footy over a full 80 minutes yet, and I'm thinking, you know, we're just sneaking up there under the radar, I believe, and you know, top four's obviously our goal. From there, with a healthy squad, anything can happen. But we have definitely got the team to win the comp.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Barry. We wish you all the best of luck. Thanks very much.
Hey, Newman, I'm selling my house, but the gardens are a mess. Can you help me out, buddy?
I wish I had time, Sam, but why don't you give Craig from Endeavour Property Services a call? A qualified horticulturalist, Craig specialises in pre- and post-sale garden cleanups and makeovers as well as regular maintenance.
Sounds good, man. How do I get in touch with him?
Get in touch with Craig on 0424 294 321. That's 0424 294 321 or endeavourpropertyservices@yahoo.com. If you mention you listen to the Sharkcast, you get a 10% discount. Endeavour Property Services. LGB Supplements is the Shire's number one store for supplements and proteins. They have a wide range of supplements, including proteins, pre-workouts, and fat burners, on top of a massive range of exercise accessories, including boxing gear, activewear, gym gear, and water bottles.
Newman, it's free delivery Shire-wide and a price beat guarantee. Best prices anywhere. 10% price beat. The website is www.teamlgb.com.au. Just again, www.teamlgb.com.au. They're at Shop 6, 10 Waratah Road, Engadine. It's 20% off for Sharkcast listeners.
On top of that, they have friendly, accessible boot camps for all levels to shift those extra kilos. They have them in the Engadine area, and there's a boot camp at Woolooware coming soon. LGB, life's getting better.
To Russell, and Russell has been able to go through. He's put the kick through. How fast is the little fellow? He's leading the race. He'll score, I think. Yes, that's a try. That's a try for certain. Yes, he's given the try. And so it was a clever piece of football by Russell. It was a perfect example of backs at the scrum. If you had watched them closely, they could have leant out and shook hands.
Newman, we're back. Barry Russell.
Nice dude, man. I'd never met him before.
I feel very comfortable with him being in charge.
Yeah, he's a driven professional. Sometimes you feel like, he's an ex-player. He got the job because he's an ex-player.
No.
Got the job because he's very capable and he's got a plan for the club, which is great to hear. And yeah, I feel comfortable too.
What else he's got is a love for the club.
Which has probably been missing in previous administrators, or maybe there was too much love and not enough commercial nous when it comes to the likes of Barry Pearce, for example.
Yeah, it's just, I think it's an important factor. You can be Mr. All Business, you got to have a bit of love for the club. He's not going to steer us down the wrong path.
Yeah. All right, now we're going to go out the front of Sharkcast Pod headquarters and see what the little sharky who rips around the neighbourhood has dropped into the slot. The letters you can get at sharkcastpod@gmail.com or Twitter, Facebook, Instagram @sharkcastpod. Now, Samuel, this is an important shout-out notice. If you're going to write to us, make sure it's this week, because next week, hopefully both of us sit down with head coach Shane Flanagan. So send us your questions, genuine questions, and we'll put them to the great man.
I can't wait. I've got 10 questions ready to go, so you better get in so I can get my questions in as well. Newman, Greg has written to us, and he's written firstly about Mr. Paul Gallen, Captain Courageous, the greatest shark of all time. Tweet at me right now. He says, for Paul Gallen to break Andrew Ettinghausen's record, he's given me the facts and figures. I've cleaned them up a little bit at work, which I've addressed with him. Basically, if Paul Gallen plays every game remaining and the Sharks play all 4 weeks of the finals, including the grand final, he will equal, not break, but equal Andrew Ettinghausen's all-time playing record.
So to for him to best that record, he's got to play next year.
Yeah, but what Greg and I are saying is he can match it, which is pretty sweet.
On grand final day.
Yeah. I'm sure Gal would be okay with that.
Assuming he doesn't get injured. And then
absolutely.
Like Cronin and Price in 86 getting chaired around the ground with Luke Lewis. This is just coming up too good.
So it's Greg's opinion that he will retire if he's able to do all that. He doesn't say whether he'll go on if he can't. But
he's scuppered if he's injured for one match.
He's not, yeah.
That's all.
I ran this by Robbie Willis as well. It's all official.
Yep.
He also says, can we get any word on the Val situation? He's by far our best choice at number one and clearly a fan favourite. You heard the interview before. There's no real update there. He's here for next year. He said he was happy. Let's see what happens.
I honestly don't think he's made a decision. I honestly
which is
think
fair enough.
There's things going on in the background. I would think that he's leaning towards going back to North Queensland if they put enough money on the table. But he has not made that decision holus bolus.
I think it's going to come down to money, you know, whoever's got the better offer. Now, you've got one there from Blake, another great hypothetical.
He loves the hypotheticals, Blake from
Hurstville. And we love Blake.
And he wants to know which we would prefer, an experienced backline, 1-7, every player has played a minimum 100 games along with an inexperienced forward pack, or would you prefer to have an inexperienced back line with an experienced forward pack? I take the experienced halves. You're 6 and 7 and you're 1. So I'm going with the back line, actually. I'm going to go against the grain.
And the young forwards?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that, actually. I mean, you don't win
comps with a bad... Like, you can carry one battler half, but you need to have at least one exceptional half. Two, and if you've got two good halves...
And if you've got the right young forward pack, and there's a lot of great forwards in the NRL right now, get guys from Penrith, a couple of guys we're going to see playing for Brisbane on Thursday. If they're the right forward pack, they can do anything. Thank you for that, Blake. We love your hypotheticals. Thank you very much.
We're both going with backline.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. Now we've
backline including means halves. To me, the...
You said 1-7.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So we're cool with that. Thank you, Blake. We've got a great letter from Troy from Maitland. He's been doing it tough up there, but he said that the podcast brings him much joy, and we're very glad that we can do that. He's back on his feet, and he's back into it. He says on Chad Townsend, the way that he can improve, because we're always asking how Chad can improve, he thinks it's by being consistent. He needs to be a 7.5 out of 10 every week, not a 5 out of 10 every week. On Valentine Holmes, he says pay whatever it takes to keep him. He's young, and just look at the improvements so far at fullback. As long as he's dedicated to us and happy to improve, yada, 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 he thinks the right decision is keeping Val no matter what. One more thing, Newman, before you jump in. Just a little tick for you and I. He says, Adam and Sam are getting better and better, bouncing off each other. Great shows and funny as well. Enjoyed reminiscing over Nathan Gardner. Hope your family's well. Thank you, Troy. We love you, man, and we're glad you're doing a bit better.
Yeah. And sorry to hear about he had a death in the family, so we send him our condolences. It's always a very tough time. We love hearing from him.
What are your thoughts on that? Chad needs to be more consistent.
I think his problem is that he's just...
Too consistent.
Too consistent. He does his one thing and just doesn't go outside the lines.
Oh, Chaddy.
I think what he means is... When we said that he's a 7 and sometimes a 5, he needs to be a 7 all the time. That's what he meant. Yeah.
That's what he meant.
Yeah.
What do you got from Griffo there?
Griffo from Toowoomba. He said, thanks for doing what you do, man. We wouldn't know what else to do otherwise. He's talking about Chad as well. He said he's got a weak kicking game. The crowd was audibly groaning against the faders as he continually miskicked on the fifth and dropped the ball into the lap of the wingers. Young Flano must be pushing for a start in 2019. Now, I got to say, it was good to see Moylan and Wade kicking the ball a lot more, and we got some damn good results out of that.
Yeah, now Griffo is referring to the second half, and Chad three or four times kept plonking little chips towards the left Canberra winger. It seemed like it was targeted, but the kicks were kind of limp and the crowd was groaning a little bit. So I know exactly what he's talking about. I thought that Chad and the entire team could have managed that second half so much better, and hopefully they'll learn from that. Now, Griffo's got one more thing to say, and I want to cover it, Newman. He says, I love the rock and roll aspect of the show, 1%. He says, play some Sugar or Buffalo Tom.
Oh, Taillight's Fade. Did you pay him to write this?
Taillight's Fade is apt as the curtain is drawn on another Canberra Faders season. Now, Newman, you've been in my music studio, and you've seen an illustration, a drawing of the Let Me Come Over Buffalo Tom album cover, my favourite album of all time. My friend Leah from high school did this for me.
Wow.
And you know that picture very well.
That's some fanboy stuff you got right there. Is that the one that's leaning on the floor? When are you going to hang it up?
I'm still perfecting the studio, as you know, but we'll get there. Sugar, Buffalo Tom, I'll stop the fight. You got another one from one of our favourites.
All right. Oh, well, I love Sugar. You know I love Bob Mould.
Sugar, amazing.
Yeah, incredible.
If I can't change your mind, then no one will.
So good. Okay, regular email, and we love hearing from him.
Love.
Michael from Canberra. He says, I've never seen a stuff-up like that. That was weird as...
I love the way he writes.
He's got a good way about him. Wasn't enough to overturn it on video anyway, and anyway, it certainly benefited us. He says, to say it cost them the season is fake news. So he's very much on our line that,
correct.
You know, the Raiders have got they made their bed, they've got a lie in it. Anyway, on to the Broncos. It would be good if Wade stayed on the field for this one. We will need him. I think we really have to win 5 of the 6 remaining to get a top 4 spot because of the for and against, especially as the Chooks and Broncos won by a million. Also, Val's on 15 tries, 5 to go, he can do it. I think he's right. We're going to have to keep winning. Because if we, yeah. even if, you know, because we could realistically win 4 and still end up in 5th.
Yeah, we've got some games towards the end of the year where, in theory, we can put on some points, but we don't want to be thinking that way, for starters. We just want to win those games.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I'd, as you said before, I'd rather just win consistently and you'll get into the top 4 if you win the majority of your games, I think, at this stage. If you drop 2 or 3, you may not because of the 4 and against. We have one last correspondence from our friend Jay, and he wants to talk about something we've sort of addressed, but I want him to officially get his credit here. He says, when the team get out to a good lead, they seem to get too comfortable. The defense falls apart, especially on our own goal line, letting players run across the field, which often results in an easy line break or try. Surely Flano needs to address this. So this is a question for Flano next week for sure. Newman, it's happened most times we've led aside from the Knights game. I know exactly what he's talking about when the players run across the field.
Because in the way a defensive system works, when you're coaching a team, if you can get the opposition going sideways, you've won 80% of the battle.
You would have said other 20% with the tries.
But they'll see that as... What would you rather running at you? A team going sideways and trying to cross and step, or big edge back rowers boring into holes off the back fence?
To be fair to Jay, though, he's referring to just the lack of defense. He does mention the cross field stuff, but he's talking about the fades, outs.
Yeah. We have a system where we're very much like the Storm in that we don't like too much a player running out of the line, putting a shot on, and making a one-on-one tackle. We've got a system... And the guys don't want to solve problems on their own. And when someone plays out of the box in attack, by going sideways, and that requires a one-on-one shot, it does muck up our system.
Yeah.
But once they start going sideways, I actually think that's a good sign in my books.
But then the offloads, they go back across. I know what he's saying.
Maybe I know what he's saying. And that's it. But... We often go for a one-on-one tackle and then... there's an offload at the back of it and we can't seem to... But it's...
Yeah.
We're not on our hands soloing that either.
Again, though, we should point out to Jay and everyone else, as I said in the first segment, our defense, stats-wise at least, is really good. So it's not like we're caving every time. I know that for a fact. But we need to ask Shane next week for Jay about the inverted commas, either fade-out, slow starts, not playing the full 80 minutes. That's what he wants to know.
Okay, so is that it, Samuel?
Fantastic responses from our listeners. We love you very much. Thank you very much for your correspondence. We've got one more interview to run.
Yeah.
One of the best.
Yeah.
Our new mate.
The Woodening. Woodsy.
Great Aaron Woods. Here he goes. Listen to him. Good fella.
Here we are again, Sharkcast on the road at the members function, and we are with Aaron Woods. How are you, mate?
Yeah, really good, mate. Thank you.
Now, if it's someone said to you at the start of the year, New Year's Day, you wake up after the party, that you'd be playing at the Sharks in the middle of the season, what would you have said to them?
I would have said no chance, but it's the NRL, so anything could happen.
Oh, quite diplomatic, quite diplomatic. So it's been a bit of a strange year. How are you finding the change? Is it a bit surreal? Are you fitting in? How do you feel about it all?
Yeah, it was probably a slow start to the year, and probably once I got the opportunity to come here, it's been unreal, mate. You know, I got to come across, you know, I'd train with the Bulldogs in the morning, then come straight here to the Sharks train in the Arvo. And,
so you trained for both clubs in the one day?
First day, yeah. Then come over and meet Flano, see what the plays were. And then, you know, mate, the transition made it easy with all the boys that were here. I sort of played rip footy or, you know, growing up playing footy with a lot of them. So it made the transition quite easy. And, you know, there's a great bunch of fellas here. And, you know, I think our footy's sort of, you know, we're growing, you know, because there's still, a fair few new blokes that come from the start of the year as well. And, you know, combinations don't happen overnight. And, you know, I think we're just building and, you know, it's been a really good move so far.
And how are you feeling about the way the year's shaping up? I mean, knocking on the door of the top four, winning plenty of games.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, I was just saying inside, I've been here for 3 weeks and won three games.
By the way, so don't get injured.
I only won three games at the Bulldogs, so it's been quite a good move. But look, you know, we're still building. Obviously, we want to be in the top four. We're coming fifth at the moment with our four and against. We're equal with the Roosters. So, mate, there's a lot of up to our footy that we need to keep working hard each week. And, you know, we need to keep producing some good footy and keep building on what we've done so far.
All right, now let's talk about the game on the weekend. All the haze in the media has been about how poor and hard done by Canberra was. Is it a little bit irritating when you think that, you know, you guys put in a really good performance against a very willing and capable opposition?
Yeah, definitely. I think it was one of those games where I don't think the scoreline really reflected the game. You know, I thought we controlled the game pretty well, but, you know, I think the biggest thing for us was the way we finished our sets and where we turned the ball over was quite disappointing. And, you know, a lot of people said all this ref stuff, but, you know, it's credit to young Sione Katoa for playing to the whistle. You know, at the end of the day, it's when the ref blows the whistle, that's when you got to stop, and there was no whistle blown.
I remember learning that in under sevens, and I'm sure you probably did too.
Yeah, and I think you got a bit of a pat on the back, the old young Sione. So, mate, you know, like you said, learning under sevens, and he's still doing it at first grade.
I've heard Sione Katoa is one of the great conversationalists with him. Do you have a few long chats with him about philosophy and stuff like that?
Mate, I get along with him really well, actually. He's a very quiet-spoken dude, but, mate, he does do a lot, and we talk about, you know, he likes his poker, so, and I like my poker as well, so we talk a fair bit about the poker game.
All right, now we've got a couple of tough games coming up, a road trip to Brisbane and a road trip to Melbourne. That's going to test out where we are. How do you think we'll go?
Yeah, you know, it's a big 3 weeks period ahead of us. You know, we've got two travels and one home game. So especially with the way Brisbane played last week, you know, they come off a massive win against the Panthers. We're going to have to be on our A game. We're going to have to prepare really well. You know, we've got captain's run on Wednesday and then travel up. So, you know, the old cliche, take it 1 week at a time. Obviously, you don't want to look too far ahead because, you know, the ladder's so close. So we're just worrying about Brisbane at the moment.
All right, now, tell us about what you get up to off the field outside of rugby league. You mentioned you like poker. Is there any other hobbies and interests that you get into?
Yeah, look, I love playing. Been playing a bit of golf lately. You know, I played a fair bit, but it hasn't improved my game too much. But it's a sport I love doing, getting away and relaxing.
How do you hit them, often or well?
One out of four.
One out of four. That's a prick of a game.
Yeah, you think you have a good day, and next day you play, and you play like a busted.
And at Sharkcast TV and Radio, we are 99% Sharks, 1% Rock and Roll. We ask all of our player guests the same question. If you go into the electric chair tomorrow and you can only listen to one more album, what would it be?
Oh, I love the Screaming Jets. I don't know what the album is. It's got Helping Hand and Better and all that on it.
Oh, so the hits. All the hits on there, the Jets, Dave Gleeson.
Yeah, really, because later on in the year, they're playing at Miranda Hotel, so I'll be up there watching them. Really, first time I get to see them live.
There you go. I've never seen them.
No, I never seen them live. Every time I had the game of footy on, so it's been disappointing, but I'm really looking forward to it.
It's a good small room in there, too. They pack them in at the old Miranda pub.
Got my tickets already. Can't wait to watch Dave Gleeson rock and roll.
All right. Thanks for joining us at Sharkcast TV, Aaron. All the best, and welcome again to Cronulla.
Cheers, Newman.
Hey Newman, it's my turn to bring the beer around for our next podcast. What sort of beer do you want?
You know me, man. I only drink beer from the Shark Island Brewing Company.
That's the craft brewery in the heart of the Shire, right?
Sure is, mate. They have a cellar door at 8/29-33 Waratah Street, Kirrawee. open Wednesday to Saturday for tastings with weekly food trucks and awesome tunes. You can also get their beers at Gaimere Pub, Northies, the newly opened Prince, along with a bunch of other venues in Sydney. It's 8/29-33 Waratah Street, Kirrawee.
Don't forget they did that special edition Sharks Premier's Lager. It tasted so good. Go on Facebook, search Shark Island Brewing. Support the Shire's own brewery, Shark Island Brewing Company. It's beer with bite.
Take it away, boss. Come on, take it away.
So to go to a break on the NRL Sunday ticket.
Here it is.
Up, up, Cronulla, the boys in the black, white and blue. Up, up, Cronulla, name of the Sharks fits you. Sharks, Sharks forever, go out and play without fear. Now's the time to see good football for the Sharks.
Newman, welcome back to the show. That was Aaron Woods, one of our new favourites, playing really well, undefeated, and a good chap.
Yeah, and talking to Ben Ross, Benny mentioned that he's dropped 5 kilograms since joining the club. And he looks fit. He looks. Mm. He sounds really enthusiastic. He's happy to be here. And he's a quality player. And I would think he'll come back into rep contention on the back of a good second half to the season. So, yeah, I'm on board. I'm on board the Wood train.
Yeah, he looks super fit up close. And I think once he gets more of the aggression going, which he already has given where he came from, once he gets that Shark kind of aggression, I think he's going to be a great signing. Newman, we're rolling on. We've got a game this Thursday night.
Yeah.
Against the Broncos up at Suncorp Stadium. And it's going to be a tough one, but always entertaining clash. We've won one of the last four against them, but we have won 3 of the last 4 at Suncorp.
Yeah, look, it's a place that is, we don't have a good record there. It's a tough place for anybody to win. There's all the conspiracies, which I buy into them all 100%, that the NRL want the Brisbane Broncos to be strong. I don't think it's a conscious thing, but they want a strong Broncos because it's such a big market and therefore things fall in their favour, which makes it tough for a small club like ours to go up there. What I do hope is that the players draw on that. It's sort of like a big game experience playing in the front of a big crowd in a big stadium and use it as a bit of semi-final preparation. It's going to be a real test of where we are. The Broncos have been a little bit up and down. As you said to me on Sharkcast TV, Sam, they're not as down as we thought. They had one poor game, but have won quite a few.
They've won something like 6 of 8. Let me tell you this, Newman. Both the Sharks and Brisbane were scoring almost the same amount of points and tries per match. And defensively, we're a bit better, though. So in that theory, we're in with a real shot. A couple of shout-outs as well. Actually, Newman, you know what? Why don't we tell everyone what the team is?
Because I wanted to talk. I was just about to say that I think, player for player across the park, we shade them in almost every position. So give us the team, Samuel.
All right, your team for this Thursday, Brisbane v. Cronulla. It's going to be a 7:55 kickoff, I believe. Just waiting for my little team to come up here. The fullback is, of course, Valentine, the future Holmes, the birthday boy. Happy birthday, buddy. Now, on the wings, the great and new signed Sione Katoa. Jesse Ramian and Ricky Letelier in the centres. Edric Lee holds his position, as he should, on the wing. Matty Moyle and Chad Townsend in the halves. Now, this is the strongest pack we can name if they run out this way. Andrew Fifita, Jaden Brayley, Matt Pryor, Luke Lewis, Wade Graham, Paul Gallen. I need to tell you that Matt Pryor will play his 100th match for the Sharks.
Wow.
Great stuff.
Had a good chat to him last night. He's such a top bloke.
Top bloke. This team is full of top blokes. Speaking of top blokes, keeping his spot in the 17, Scott Sorensen is named at 14. James Seguiaro, Aaron Woods, and Boogs Bikuya are your immediate bench. Extended bench, and I feel sorry for him if it stays this way. Joseph, Captain America, Paulo, Big Arva, your man Fecky, and Aaron Gray round out.
Interesting. Aaron Gray comes back into contention. I feel for Joseph Paulo, but I also feel that he's been playing such small minutes. His cards have been marked, which is disappointing.
Well, I don't know if they've been marked, and I wouldn't rule out that he's not going to play.
No, well, you don't have
to. We don't know Lukey's.
But
going to play.
When I say his cards are marked, I mean that we got Dugan coming back and we had Lewis coming back. Two people had to drop off the bench and he wasn't getting many minutes.
Andrew Fifita is looking for his 100th NRL win And I need to tell you that Val has scored 15 tries in his past 13 games. He's never scored against the Broncos, though, in four matches.
Wow. And I can remember a nightmare up there last year. I was up there.
You were there, buddy.
And we got our pants pulled down badly. So it's going to be us against the NRL, penalty Broncos. Let's see how many penalties they can get that give them relieving get-outs. Let's test the conspiracy waters.
Now, there is going to be a few fans up there, Newman.
Yeah.
They travel, and a few of them live up there. We usually have a couple of thousand up there following them.
A good contingent. It makes it very difficult to travel on a Thursday.
It's awful.
I try and make this an annual thing to go with Luke Cavell.
The great Luke Cavell.
And I would love for you to come, Samuel.
Maybe next year, yeah.
But when they announced it on Thursday night, we were both like, oh.
Yeah.
It's just so hard.
There is a fan event on Wednesday night. Look up the details, sharks.com.au. But they're doing a meet and greet for members, which is fantastic. Go and inspire the boys. Tell Val you want them to stick around. And Newman, I think it's going to be an exciting game.
It's a big game. 2 points.
It's important.
Yeah, because they can reel us back in.
They'll be desperate too.
They'll be desperate. It's going to be played at a semi-final intensity. And I really think that if we can win this game, we're motoring. You know, we're turning the straight, and we're moving into a good position to make a charge at the title. So here's hoping we can put a good one together. I think Luke Lewis, I know I labour the point, but I think he just adds a little bit more something in the middle there for that defence, which is going to tighten things up even more. And I'm looking for a big one for Sione Katoa. I feel like he's just going to explode at any moment.
He was busy last week. We say it to him every week. He's got to back himself, put the ears back, do the Val, and just go for it. And if you get caught, you get caught. But we know he's quick. So it'll happen. Hopefully it's this game. We've had a few runaway tries in the past in this fixture up there. It's exciting, Newman. Thursday night footy, we're not a fan of that, but we're a fan of such clashes like Cronulla up at Suncorp Stadium. Big game. I think we're going to win it by 7. I think there's going to be a field goal on there for us.
Wow. Well, I think it'll be close. I just think that the way the game's going to go and the way the referees will be intimidated by the hometown crowd up there, it's going to keep the Broncos in it no matter what happens. And I would say we're only going to win between 1 and 4.
Okay. I want to see us play a cool brand of football. I want them to stay calm. Don't forget we've got Matty Lodge against Andrew Fifita, childhood friends.
That's not going to be cool or calm.
Childhood friends on Twitter at each other already. Two hotheads of the NRL, shall we say. Just, I'm not pinpointing those two guys. What I'm saying is I want the Sharks to play with some brains. They did it last week. I want to see them do it again this week. Stay calm. Get the victory.
All right, now that wraps us up for another episode of Shark Cast Radio. Thanks for joining us. We are hopefully going to have Flano next week. He sent me a text message and said, talk to me next week. I'll come and have a beer with you.
Now, you know I like to know this stuff. What's his language like? Was there a smiley face, a little shark emoticon? What's he doing?
Do you reckon there was a smiley face?
He's pretty business, isn't he?
I sent him a very polite text message saying, hey, Shane, blah, blah, blah. We want to sit down and talk. And I got back, no, g'day, mate, just thumbs up.
Oh, I get a thumbs, okay.
Just thumbs up. Nothing else?
Well, that was it.
So I'm like, well, what now? I'm like, okay, let me know what date and time. And then so I wrote back and said, okay, just let me know when, where, and we'll be there.
Beautiful.
And then he wrote back, let's do it next week with a Thursday game. It's just too hard. Call me on Monday.
Okay.
No hi, no goodbye, no other emoticons.
Little kiss or anything, little ex? No. Hug, nothing?
No. So I gave him a couple of these ones, emoticons, shuckers.
Now, 1% Rock and Roll, if you don't know who Sugar or Buffalo Tom are, go Google them, YouTube them, Spotify them, whatever the hell you kids do.
Now, you've got a 7-inch record in your hand that you got off our friend Nikki Williamson.
What about that?
I know, right?
So, Nikki's one of our great listeners. We're not going to go into it now because it's such a story. She needs to tell it one time on air, but she has a very special vinyl version, different to the one we usually have, of Up Up Cronulla.
But it's got a Parramatta player on the front.
It's a little weird.
It's weird. Anyway, it's that in makes mint it more condition. Obscure. So you're going to get it out and you're going to play it.
Yes. Just hear the difference this week in
drop
this
the
tune.
Needle. And
thank
this
you,
is
Nikki.
A big game this weekend, so I'm saying it with more conviction than usual. Up the Sharks.
That's pretty good. Come on, Sharkies. Win, baby, win. Let's do it.
Sharks with you. Shots!